The best part of going places and doing things on the Kenai Peninsula is coming home. And if you are lucky enough to live here on the Kenai Peninsula, you've got a great home. And if you don't have a home in on the peninsula, you might want to get a hold of Kelly Keating because she could find you a home. Is that right, Kelly?
Kelly Griebel? And yes, absolutely.
You changed your name on me. I'm sorry.
33 years ago, Merrill.
You taught me how to power pace.
I did.
I'm still doing it.
And you look like you are.
Are you?
No. Do I look like I am?
Yes, you do. Let's talk a little bit about the real estate market before we bring in Aaron Swanson here and get some details. But we've gone from a blistering hot market where you guys were so busy, you couldn't hardly have time for lunch, and then a little slowdown here the last year. Where are we now, Kelly?
Things are starting to pick back up again. We need more homes on the market. We're starting to see it. If your home is priced right, looks its best, and it's well marketed, it should sell.
And the people who are buying homes, what age group are they in?
All ages. I am seeing a lot of retirees coming into the area because we have excellent medical here and no income tax, but middle ages and even some of the younger people, even though it is a little tougher these days for those younger people to get into a home.
We usually define the market as being either a buyer's market or a seller's market. Which would you say we have today?
I would say it's still a little bit of a seller's market, but it's starting to get better.
Okay, now Aaron Swanson is with Residential Mortgage. And Aaron, are you writing as many mortgages as you used to, or have the increased rates and inflation kind of given you some struggles?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely the increased rates, inflation have taken a toll on the market. But at the same time, people have to always live somewhere. So we're definitely writing loans, not as many as we have maybe a few years ago when rates were at the super low, record-breaking low numbers. But still, they're attractive. You know, from a historical perspective, interest rates are still very, very good.
And what about vacant land if people wanted to build a second home or a dream home here on the peninsula? Are we seeing a lot of that activity now?
Yeah, I think you're seeing a lot of land being purchased. Some people to build their dream home. Some people just on speculation of buying land, hoping the values go up with the idea of reselling in the future. But you know, land's something that we obviously have a lot of here on the Kenai Peninsula, but it's also still a commodity that they're not making any more of.
Is this a better time to be looking to buy a home that already exists or to build something new on vacant land?
That's a great question. For most people, I would say buying an existing home is probably the smarter way to go. But there's still certainly a good component for new construction. For those who are looking to build new construction, this would be more like your dream home, not your starter home, or not even necessarily your second or third home, but really that stepping stone home that you've stepped into. Because construction costs are definitely higher, with material costs being up and labor costs being up. But by that same token, you're getting exactly what you want versus buying something existing.
Then again, the costs and the availability of contractors. I had my furnace go out, and I made a call, and I had coached him in Little League, so I thought I'd call in a favor. 120 days before I could even talk to him.
Yep, it's tough for sure. I mean, there's definitely labor issues in the area as far as contractors and availability. There's a lot of demand for them, and there are the contractors that are out here are great to work with, but they're definitely booked out quite a ways.
And Kelly, when people are looking at selling their home or buying a home, should they go out there on their own and see what's available and maybe want to sell it on their own and try and avoid a realtor's fee? Or is there a real need to have a professional help you out, whether you're buying or selling?
Well, real estate transactions are typically one of the highest dollar transactions in a person's lifetime. And I would think that people would want a professional helping and taking care of everything, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, because one little slip up and it could be a very, very costly mistake.
Okay, and Aaron, what about refinancing? We went through a surge of refinancing when interest rates are low. What are people doing now?
We're still seeing some refinances. People refinance for a variety of reasons, one of which is to get lower interest rates than they have, but also for home improvements or debt consolidation. Really, debt consolidation is a big one right now. We've seen consumer debt tick up quite a bit over the last 12 to 18 months in our country. Pretty significant increases in consumer debt, both with credit cards as well as fixed loans like vehicles and stuff. So really, debt consolidation, taking advantage of the home equity with house prices going up quite a bit over the last few years. There's a lot of equity in homes, and making that available to people to pull equity out to pay off those debts.
Thank you for the service you provide to the community. Aaron Swanson with Residential Mortgage and PETA and Everlasting Dance and anything he needs to do in his spare time. And Kelly Keating, one of the best realtors on the peninsula with the KPAR and also the pets, right?
Yep, KPAR Rescue.
I'm Ralph Sikorski, returning you to that home sweet home sound of KSRM.